You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Dave from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to
Ska!
Let's talk about freedom. You might think it's cool and perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree. Your brain must be free.
All together, sing with me.
fazer e eu odeio todas elas. O que é que eu vou dizer? Tudo ao meu redor me deixa muito irritado. Tento, mas fico calado pra não mandar se fuder.
gives you the wrong advice. You cannot live without turning prisons is a fight. She makes your flowers be moved, she breaks your heart in two. And wherever you may be, be sure that she fights. Oh, yeah, she comes again and takes her out with a grip of steel. No mercy, no regret, you don't care about what you feel. She hits you like a cannon when you're on the ground. She starts to love and kicks you, as the time and running, drowning, drowning, down. Some might call her love, but she's got a secret name. She is a torture queen who just figures in her game. Some might call her love, but she's got a secret name. She is a torture queen who just figures in her game. Mountain while you're down into the sea. You're that, you're dumb. You're not the one you've been. And you're behaving like a jack and you're feeling numb. You're crying like a little child attacking on your throat. Oh yeah, she comes again and takes her out with a group of steel. And no mercy, no regret, you don't care about what you feel. She hits you like a cannon when you're on the ground. She starts to love and kicks you and sends down and down and down and down and down. Some might call her love, but she's got a secret name. She is a torture queen who just figures in her game. Yes, we are. Some might call her love, but she's got a secret name. Oh, yeah. She is a torture queen who just figures in her game.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
The Big Beef Man has done it. He has done it again. That's why the world's number one ska show is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We've had a couple of weeks off, mainly because I did my back playing at cricket, because I'm old and I still think I'm young in my head, but the body is a lot larger and a lot more cumbersome than it used to be. And I did myself a bit of an injury. I put my back out last week. Couldn't move. So I had to pass on last week's show, and then I got really busy. I was going to do a bit of a podcast and put some stuff together, but alas, it couldn't happen. So I'm back, people. I'm back. And we're back into full Ska Nation Radio with Beefy mode. We have had, you know, we did the Christmas show. We did the best ofs. We did the top 30 of 2023. And now we're back to normality. Oh, sad, sad, sad. This week's show is brought to you by the letter Q, and that's why I said it couldn't be done, but it was done. Yes, indeedy. You just heard Tonio Kirazgo? I think that's probably Kirazgo. Tonio Kirazgo. There you go. I got there in the end. Widely regarded as the, well, I was going to say the godfather of Mexican ska, but not even widely regarded. He was the godfather of Mexican ska. He was the guy that brought ska to Mexico. Back in, I'm trying to think what year it probably was. Well, you just heard Gabriela Ska from 1968, but he was recording stuff in about 1965. He actually went to Jamaica himself and brought ska back because he thought the Mexicans would love it. And they did. I mean, it's not such a too far away from cumbia anyway. So he just kind of molded into his own little form. And now Mexican ska bands are the biggest bands on the ska planet. We kicked off Ska Nation Radio, as we do every week, with the Vyo out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. I haven't got any news about wars this week. I don't even watch TV. I don't watch the news. I'm really sorry. If there's been atrocities and stuff, I'm really sorry. I don't know anything about it. Although it's going to be quiet. I did see a few social media posts from the Vyo. They've been playing gigs. So I'm assuming the Ukraine war isn't too bad. But I'm not going to hold that against them. We need to support compromised situations in countries such as Israel, such as Palestine, such as Ukraine, such as Sudan and Yemen and all those places. And I'm sure there's lots more conflicts going on around the world that we probably don't know the depths of what they're suffering and what they're going through right now. So I'm using the Vyo as a wider masthead to highlight countries that are in a lot worse situations than we are. All right. If you want to support bands from these compromised areas, there is a website called Bandcamp. Just go on to bandcamp.com. They've changed their homepage and stuff, so it's a bit more difficult to navigate. I did go in yesterday and have a good look around. So if you go halfway down the page, it asks you in a series of filters, what genre, what do you want to hear, everything, you know. But there is a location search where you can type in what city, what country, whatever you want to put in. It is a little bit difficult to find, but you can do it. Dullards like myself can do it. So please check out bandcamp.com. You can whack in a genre. I generally put in ska or punk or ska punk. Then you can search for the location. You can do Melbourne. You can do Frankston. You can do Johannesburg. Oh, yeah. You can do Kyiv. You can do the West Bank. You can do Jerusalem. Anyway, just search for the bands in those areas, and you can buy digital music and support the bands that need it most. That money will go directly to those bands that aren't playing or recording new music, and it won't go to a government agency that are trying to fund a war effort. Okay? So, my heart goes out to all those war-torn countries that are suffering right now. Ukraine, or insert country, city, slash religion, slash race, etc. here, must be free. Alrighty? Thank you very much. Q bands, Querida Faça As Malas from Sao Paulo in Brazil. Honey, pack your bags! That's the name of the band. They put out a track in 2023 called Victor Vai à Praia. Victor goes to the beach. Cracking. Honey, pack your bags. Victor goes to the beach. That's a typical ska band there for you. There's an album coming out, I believe, fairly soon from Querida Faça As Malas as well. Q bands. Quank from Beirut in Germany. Teoda Cafe, tea or coffee. That was the B-side to Panzernacker. Now, Panzernacker is one of my favourite German words of all time because it means tank buster. Panzer, tank, Nacker, buster, tank buster. Brilliant. It was the B-side. I'm pretty sure Quank only released one single, and that was it. Panzernacker / Teoda Coffee. What a band. Love them. Then we went to Chicago. Quarters Only. They were around from about 1998 to about 2006. Couple of albums. I just chose Wake Up from Something to Rock About. Quite a good few ska punk tunes on those albums as well. So please check out Quarters Only. You might, if you want to check them out on Facebook, Quarters Only in brackets RIP. So I believe they're not getting back together. I'm not sure why. It just kind of died out. But if you like No Doubt, you will like Quarters Only because it has a massive, and I mean massive, No Doubt vibe to Quarters Only. Then we went to Aachen. Aachen? Aachen. Aachen in Germany for the Quick Steps, or just Quick Steps. I'm not 100% sure. Torture Queen, a live version off their Trapped album from 2004. Those guys got together in 1999. All I can say is go Alemannia Aachen, my favourite football team in Aachen. Go, oh yes, Quick Steps. Good stuff. And then we finished off with Tonio Grasgo from Mexico, the pioneer of Mexican ska. His 1968 tune, Gabriela Ska. They said it couldn't be done, but the Big Beef Man, he comes through with Q bands. We've got it out the way. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to cope with X, but I'm going to give it a go when we get to X in a few weeks' time. The lucky number this week is 1994, so I'm going to be dropping in tunes from 1994 throughout the show, all the way through to the end. I want to thank every single one of you for listening and downloading. This is the number one ska show on the planet. Doesn't matter what other people are claiming, this is the number one show. No matter what country, what language, what style of ska, we will play it. It's got the beefy guarantee, people. If it's good, it's on the show. Alrighty, we're going to jump straight into 1994 right now, because if I didn't play this band, even though they've kind of gone off the boil a little bit in people's minds, or a few members have gone off the boil in people's minds, we're going to start off with the mighty, mighty Bustones. They put out an album in 1994 called Question the Answers. There's a Q in there, people. Question the Answers. This is my favourite off the album, Pictures to Prove It. It's live!
Why you insisted the day you walked away? Now we said nothing, but I've got something I'd still like to say. You're not here to listen if you were never good at that. Set the record straight, we said something great. Even though now nothing's where we're at. Pictures to prove it. Well, I've got the proof. When you hit the bricks, I hit the roof. I'll always have these pictures, but I don't know. And you won't.
Is a brand new from the Kilograms, which is Joe Gittleman's new band, formerly of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Now, they've got a new EP that is coming out in a couple of days' time. You just heard I Swear off that. Some of the tracks are mixed by Agent J from The Slackers. So they've built up quite a bit of a superstar band, the Kilograms. Messrs. Duckworth, McDermott and Sammy Kay. They've also been announced on Supernova from September 13th to the 15th, 2024, Fort Monroe, Virginia. Yes, I got that right this time, not Fort Wayne, Indiana, when I got very badly confused last week. So the bands that have been announced for Supernova this year are The Slackers, Johnny Osborne, Los Canales, Coolidge, Flying Raccoon Suit, The Operators, Inspector, Scavuvi and the Epitones, The Pioneers, backed by the Steady 45s, The Kilograms, Bandulos, Los Malablados, The Prize Fighters, The Fuss, Mad Caddies, Doped Up Dollies, Big D and the Kids Table, and The Pie Tasters. So there's quite a few headliners and big names to be announced with Supernova. So if you fancy a little bit of a US holiday in September, then Supernova is a good time to go and see some bands, go and watch some NFL, go and watch some basketball. Actually, September's probably the best time to go to the States if you're a sports fan like I am, because the NBA, the ice hockey, and American football, NFL, is they all play in September, so you've got a good choice to go and see that. Baseball as well is coming into the end of their season. So I do advise getting out to Virginia, and you can go watch the, I was going to call them the Redskins, I'm very sorry, I apologize, to the it's the Washington Commanders, which is not too far away from the Supernova site. All right, before that, Mighty Mighty Boss Stones from our feature year 1994 off their Question the Answers album. I think that was their fourth album, Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, officially. I'm going to tell you now, yes, it was their fourth release. Pictures to Prove It, a live version there. All right, this was meant to be a world premiere last week, but unfortunately, I wasn't upright enough to do it. The band are called the Kitty Hawks. They're out of Melbourne, Australia. They are the future of Australian ska punk. They have played a handful of shows. They have got a show coming up this weekend at Burgie's Ballroom in Brunswick, I'm thinking. They're playing with Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge and a few others. In fact, I said this weekend, it's actually Friday night. Tickets still available. So if you want to go see the Kitty Hawks and Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, and I think it's Brodan and somebody else, some other punk bands there. Scarfighter is the name of the gig. Anyway, the Kitty Hawks have released their third single. The album is due out in a couple of weeks' time, From Brass to Bullets. I am so looking forward to hearing the album. It is going to be awesome. You can pre-order the vinyl. Just jump on the Kitty Hawks Facebook page and other social media handles and platforms, and you can pre-order the vinyl. It's a big white thing as well. Artwork looks fantastic. Anyway, this is the Kitty Hawks' third single. This is World Tonight.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. This happens to be the best ska show on the whole planet. Check it out.
Wow. On this day in Ska! On this day in Ska, 2016, Dubioza Collective from Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina, released Happy Machine. That tune was called Riot Fire. Now it features Mr. Benji Webb from Skindred fame, who are from Newport, my hometown in Wales. So I had to play it. It's the rules, people. It's the rules. Good old Benji, hey? Fronting up with Dubioza Collective on their 2016 tune, Riot Fire. It's a bloody good tune as well, people. Now, Dubioza Collective have posted a message on their Facebook page today saying that they're playing cricket. Why are they playing cricket? Because they're coming to Australia and New Zealand, by the way. They're going to be playing Womadelaide in Adelaide on the 8th and 10th of March. Then they go to New Zealand, New Plymouth they go to for Womads New Zealand, 15th and 17th of March. Then they go to Byron Bay, 21st of March. They're playing at Byron Theatre. 22nd of March, the Back Room in Brisbane. 23rd of March at the Paddo RSL in Sydney. 24th of March at the Royal in Queanbeyan near Canberra. I don't know whether Queanbeyan considers itself part of Canberra. I'm not sure, but so I'm going to say Queanbeyan near Canberra, ACT anyway. 26th on the Tuesday night, Republic Bar down in Hobart. Thursday, Easter Eve, I'm going to call it Good Friday Eve, Prince Bandroom here in Melbourne. And then on the 30th of March, over in Fremantle at the Frio Social. If you're not excited for Dubioza Collective, then you must be dead. These guys have one of the best live shows you are ever going to see. So, tickets available. Just check out Dubioza Collective. Look up their Facebook page and I think the links to the tickets are there. They're probably, I think most of those venues are all Auztix. So if you just look up Dubioza Collective on Auztix, you will see all the shows. Simple as that. Now, before Dubioza Collective, the Kitty Hawks, the future of Australian ska punk. I was meant to have it as a world premiere last week, but Beefy being Beefy, he couldn't do it. So the Ska Nation radio show with Beefy missed out on a world premiere from the Kitty Hawks. World Tonight. What a tune. Now, you should hear it live. Talk about horns in your face. Oh, it's tremendous. The Kitty Hawks, they are brilliant live. Like I said, they have a show on Friday night in Melbourne with Admiral Akbar, Sonable Discharge, Bro Down, and there's another band there, and I do apologise to the other band I've got in front of me. So check out the Kitty Hawks. New album is coming out early March from Bastard Bullets. They're taking pre-orders for the vinyl right now. All right, we're doing On This Day in Ska. On This Day in Ska, 2009, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, another one of the best live bands you're ever going to see, put out an album called Paradise Blue. This is the title track. I'm going live because this is the only way you can listen to Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
you're talking about. You say you don't like the jungle beat. What you talking about? You say you don't like the jungle beat. You must be crazy. You must be crazy. You must be crazy. Yo!
The Selector, released on this day. The single, not the album, it is the title track off the album, got released on this day in 1981. It was an absolute massive flop. Do you know why? Celebrate the Bullet was released basically on the same day that somebody tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. Now, if any radio music directors want to play Celebrate the Bullet on the day the American president was nearly assassinated, yeah, it got no airplay. So the single totally flopped. The album was a commercial failure. But in latter days, the album is becoming more and more widespreadly renowned as an absolutely brilliant album. It is so different. It was a kind of a change of direction for the Selector, and also because of the commercial failure of the album, the band split up as well. But nowadays, it's a cracking album. Give it a good listen. I love Celebrate the Bullet, that song. That's why I played it. It's bloody good. Before that, Rico and the Special, aka 1982, Jungle Music there. For you two-tone aficionados, Two-Tone number 19, the single was. I don't think it got in the charts. I've not got it written down as a charting single, so it probably didn't make the top 75 even, which is a bloody shame because it's a bloody good tune, that one. What else did we hear? Released on this day in 2009, Tokyo Sky Paradise Orchestra, Paradise Blue. The album was released, and the title track, you just heard a live version of it. Do you want to hear about one of the world's most famous Welshmen? Bob Marley. He was born on this day in 1945. You're saying what, Beef? Beefy what? Bob Marley, one of the world's most famous Welshmen? Yeah, apparently. Lieutenant Marley was from Wales. I can't remember. Was he called Nestor Marley? That was Bob Nestor Marley. Anyway, yeah, if you look up, it's a bit of a clouded history about Bob Marley's dad. But yes, a soldier in the British Army stationed in Jamaica is Bob Marley's dad. Now, nobody quite knows if he was Welsh or English, but Bob Marley is a Welshman, and he would have been 79 today. So, I've dived deep into the old Bob Marley back catalogue, and I see a tune that I've not seen before. From 1965, it's written about me. This is the Ska Jerk. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Happy heavenly birthday. Bob Marley would have been 79 today. Me and Bob, two of the most famous Welshmen on the planet.
You're gonna the war from Nika. Buffalo soldier in the heart of America. Buffalo soldier
to the top, baby.
Hanging on the label,
fighting for survival.
Buffalo soldier, general blast them. Look at our history, you know where you came from. Now you don't have to ask why.
Why, 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 why.
How good's that? How good is that? It's the world's number one ska show, people! Hey Smith, doing Buffalo Soldier in honour of Bob Marley's 79th birthday. It would have been if he was still alive. And before that, Ska Jerk from Bob Marley and the Wailers, 1965. That Hey Smith cover, just awesome. I'm out of my chair here, dancing around the studio. What was that album? Life in the Sun. Couldn't get more happy than that. Would you have ever thought the Banana Bunch doing a Bob Marley cover? You bloody well have now. I'm up and about now. I'm up and about. It is time, I reckon, for this.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
Dave from The Braces got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and said, Beefy, we're releasing this as a single. It is our contribution to the Specialized Projects. Was it glam rock? Punk Pioneers, one of the two, one of those albums. It is a Sham 69 cover. This is Borstal Breakout from The Braces, Beefy's cover of the week.
Thank you.
How good's that? DJ Cummerbund doing, I can't remember what he's called it, the anti-hero that I get? Apparently there's a lot of Taylor Swift in there with the Boston's and a bit of Foo Fighters, and I'm sure there's some others chucked in there. I was driving along on Saturday and one of the radio stations here in Melbourne did a bit of a mashup of a load of stuff, and I thought, hey, I used to do mashups on my show. And DJ Cummerbund is the best. So I will be doing more mashups as we go because that is sensational. I'm going to be honest, I couldn't tell you a Taylor Swift song if it smashed me in the face. And Australia's getting Swiftie fever right now because she's just about to turn up. And obviously Super Bowl as well Monday, isn't it? And the Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and she's become a Kansas City Chiefs fan. less said the better, but it's a game that I just want it to be nil-nil with lots of injuries because I can't stand the 49ers either. So in the worst of both worlds, you're going to get a Chiefs win, but you're going to get Swift mania as well. So, crazy. What are we here before that? The Braces, Boston Breakup, Sham 69 off their Tell Us the Truth album, 1978. I'm not sure how you can get a 2-minute 50 song and turn it into a 4-minute 20 cover. Anyway, it's The Braces. Dave from The Braces, thank you very much for sending that through. It has just been released as a single, but it does appear on the Specialized Project album. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure it's the Punk Pioneers version from a while ago. Now, talking about Punk Pioneers, myself and Kevin Flowerdew from Do The Dog Music, we send each other messages when we find a bit of bands you didn't know played ska. When we find some long forgotten tunes that you didn't expect to hear, then we quickly send them through to each other, like I did NXS last week, and all of a sudden Kev found his article he did about NXS being a ska band when they first started. He sent me this through. Now, Cyndi Lauper has featured on Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska in the past. Kev found this album called The Acoustic Body from 2005. I'm just going to play the tune, but it is Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, and it's not Cyndi Lauper doing Witness, which we know is a ska tune anyway. This is awesome. That is an official Cyndi Lauper release, The Body Acoustic from 2005. Girls, they want to have fun. How fun is it? That's why this is the world's number one ska show, because you don't hear DJ Cummerbund. You don't hear Cyndi Lauper doing a ska version of her own song. You don't hear tunes from 1965 right through to today. Oh, my word, this is a good show. I've had so much fun, and we're through. We're through the first part of the show for this week. This is brilliant. Just keep sharing it, people. Now, I do want to say about, please follow all the bands on the social media platforms, because that way you get to know about latest releases, about merch, about shows. I do all the playlists on my social media. I'm only on Facebook, Ska Nation Radio, and I'm on Twitter, Ska Nation Radio. All the playlists are there, so you can follow the bands. You can also get the podcasts of the show, which come out twice a week, and possibly three times a week in the very near future. But I'm keeping that on the down low, as you can tell. Thank you, everybody that does download the show. I really do appreciate it. And please keep sharing the gospel of ska all around the world as best you can. We're going to finish up with 1994 for the first part of the show. And we're going to stay in Australia because the Porkers from Newcastle, New South Wales, released Grunt in 1994. Now, the Porkers have just announced a tour of Australia because they are celebrating 26 years of Hot Dog Daiquiri. So they are going all around Australia. They start on the 22nd of February, which isn't too far away, at the Great Northern in Byron Bay, right through to the 23rd of March at the Brass Monkey in Cronulla. They are going to be doing lots of the East Coast shows in between Brisbane and Melbourne. So please check out the Porkers Facebook page and other media, theporkers.com.au, for details. We're going to finish up the first part of the show with a live Porkers tune off Grunt, which they're not celebrating the 30th year of Grunt, it is, this year. Whereas they're celebrating the 26th anniversary of Hot Dog Daiquiri. Pete, man, what are you doing? Come to Beefy for help. Anyway, this is a woman, a live version of Grunt from the Porkers. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio.
Woman, but they don't want to know me, I tell you so. Woman, can you jump? But they don't want to know me, I tell you so. Go insane. Can't go on, Joe. What do you do, Ska? Woman, I got a hit on, but they don't want to know me. I'm so sad. Woman, I got a hit on. That Playboy's the best time that I ever had. Cruising round, a sucker, almost goes there in cars. I need to meet one at a bar before I go. Oh,
want to know me, I tell you so. Woman, I don't know Tito, but they don't want to know me, I tell you so. Woman, Canujo, but they don't want to know me, I tell you so.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.